Ecker Hill educator Deborah Dekoff says she started the group because she's had her own experience with a breast cancer diagnosis, and she knows firsthand how all-consuming it is for women in all the stages of treatment.
I'm also a breast cancer survivor and fighter, and I saw a need here in Park City to do something after noticing some posts on a Facebook page where people were saying, isn't there a breast cancer support group here in Park City? I need one. And as an educator and wanting to educate people and having done so much research, you know, during my own journey, I decided to set one up. Now we meet every last Tuesday of every month. I have Dr. Alana Wilm coming this next Tuesday.
Tuesday's guest is an expert in breast cancer metastases. Alana Wilm, PhD, is an associate professor in the Department of Oncological Sciences at the University of Utah, an investigator at the Huntsman Cancer Institute, and co-leader of the Cell Response and Regulation Program at HCI.
Dr. Wilm's lab at the Huntsman studies breast cancer metastasis, which is something we all hope we never, ever have to experience, but quite unfortunately, about a third of the women who have, you know, been diagnosed with breast cancer, they've gone through all the treatments. About one third of these women will quite unfortunately wind up with a metastasis. 70% of those women who wind up with a metastasis, it's a bone mets is what they call it. And this is just one part of Dr. Wilm's focus. Alana's goal is, I believe, is developing cancer therapies, cancer-fighting drugs, to help all of us out there.
Dekoff worked with state legislators this year fighting for legislation to help women with early detection.
You know, and one thing I fought for at the state level was for a dense breast tissue legislation, because most young women have dense breast tissue. And breast cancer doesn't discriminate. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. You can still wind up with it. And that's what I found so surprising, is the number of young girls who are, you know, stage three, stage four, and you ask why. And often it's, well, their breast tissue was dense. They look at women from, you know, 40 to 55 for mammograms. But the fact is the younger women can also have breast cancer, and it's hidden very well in dense breast tissue.
Utah is the 32nd state to pass this kind of legislation. Dekoff says the bill passed with a rewrite of the wording, and she thinks it comes up shy of what it should do to protect and educate about breast cancer detection.
So they had a lot of states to look at. And many of these states actually had wording that said, you know, you have dense breast tissue. That was okay by Utah State Legislature, you know, and it is often difficult to see cancer on a regular mammogram if you have dense breast tissue. And we had wanted it to say and suggest alternative testing, such as, you know, 3D tomography, ultrasound, et cetera, but that portion of the wording was cut out. If we don't know, we don't know how to approach it. And to me, ignorance is not bliss. Knowledge is powerful.
The Breast Cancer Support Group meets Tuesday at the Intermountain Healthcare Park City Hospital at 6 p.m. in the Blair Education Center. Dekoff started a blog, which can be found at skiparkcityutah.wixsite.com/1in8. Or contact Dekoff at DeborahDekoff@me.com. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.